This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
The Doc Holliday Show's mouth.
He reported this on the Doc Holliday Show. It's just coming through.
Yeah, this is a tough one, right? I haven't reported directly that Penny and Imani have spoken, but it's hard to imagine that we would be at this juncture if that had not happened.
Or his people, the report said.
Now, could it be one of those deals where it's like, Penny's people have talked to Imani's people, right? And it's what he said is still technically true, but there's still an understanding. Like, it would not be the first time that Penny has had intermediaries communicate for him on behalf of him. You see what I mean? Like, Jermaine could have been talking to him, right?
Yeah, how it's worded, it says also Penny Hardaway from Doc Holliday's Twitter also tells me he has not spoken to Imani Bates or Imani's people about a possible return to the Memphis Tigers. Right. But we're going to sit here and say that those parameters have been talked about by one of Penny's assistants Penny.
Look, I'm just telling, like, it just seems like I haven't heard the clip. I need to hear the whole clip. I haven't heard the whole clip. I just have a very limited tweet.
Our man Leon Taylor said this happened this week.
Right.
So something going to come to a
head. Look, this way.
Just like Kyrie, just like this.
The Orlando Magic drafted Paolo Banchero despite never having worked him out or receiving his medicals. They did not get his medicals.
John, ever since this Banchero thing, you are very skittish on reports.
Well, you got to be. I think in this.
How much money did you lose on that pick?
Max.
Too much.
You lost a crap ton on that, didn't you?
A dollar is too much.
But that's nothing for him.
A dollar is too much.
And your units are different than mine.
Given what I should have done.
And mine.
What I should have done, but did not. I should have just been willing to lose that on my man, right?
Right, yes.
I should have just said, you know what?
Roll with your homie.
You know what?
What are you doing?
Worst case scenario
is. I question the relationship at this point.
Thank you.
I question the relationship. It's a bad move on my part. It was a bad move on my part, and I'm having to pay for it.
But you don't act like I say high school coach and Mike Miller in the same sense.
No, that's like,
you jump all over me like I shot the man.
It's like
he could have done you right on this and made you a little money, maybe make you a little $20 here. Yeah. Tell you, man, I'm probably gonna have number one.
Well, here
didn't tell you a damn thing.
Let's do the show. Let's have the voiceover guy say country club boy Jason Smith.
No, ain't gonna be no boy in there, no country club, nothing. Ain't gonna be no boy in front of my name.
You were a bus boy. You were not a bus man.
Country club boy. Do you realize how's that's the wrong term? You don't put it that way.
Whatever.
Yes, you be careful, John.
In the red room. Ain't no country club boy.
Well, whatever the job was.
You get real defensive about Mike. You willing to go all the way in there. Call a boy that worked at the country club.
Were you a bus boy?
You know, you realize that's what plantation folks said about the workers in a plantation was boys.
But that's not. I did not say you were going to a plantation.
No, but you conveniently left off bus in front of boy that clearly points out the job before you become a waiter. Yes, boy in country club gets a little. You draw a line.
But you knew what I meant, though, man. I was not trying to.
No, you've conveniently took bus off of there, and I conveniently corrected your ass.
I was bus boy.
Yes. If you want to say bus boy, that's factual. If you need to say that, whatever, because I say Mike Miller in high school, you do that.
Bus man.
You realize ain't nobody even talking about you. We're talking about Mike, but yet you get defensive about it.
It
shows your true colors.
It's just a bit on the show, though, man. We're just trying to make the show better. That's all.
You know? Show's fine.
Okay. All right, we'll come back. Who's going to join us today? Jason Fitz is going to join us at 125. We'll talk to him about the NBA, Kyrie Irving, NFL, and more. Jason and John, 90 Turn FM, ESPN.
Now, it's time for the Jason and John Show, Respect Burgers. R-E-S-E-C-T, find out what it means to me. Sizzling Respect Burgers, served hot and fresh from Jason and John.
Now, John's friends have all been texting him, when you guys going to talk about Ole Miss and winning the College World Series? Give them their due. Well, here it is, ladies and gentlemen. Congratulations to Ole Miss. And listen, you ain't going to catch me saying congrats to Ole Miss on too much of anything these days as a Memphis grad. I don't have the same sort of disdain for them that John does for the Vols. But that said, come on, what am I going to be congratulating Ole Miss for? Well, they deserved it on this one in a sense here. A couple of reasons. Last one into the College World Series, they're the last one standing. I love that lead I think the Associated Press had that lead on the story over the weekend. They swept Oklahoma in the World Series with a 4-2 victory yesterday, became the eighth national champion since 2009 to come out of the SEC and the third straight. Trophy's going to stay in the Magnolia State for another year because Brad's Bulldogs won it last year. Year before this, it's a test for me. Vandy? 3 straight years of SEC. One,
yeah,
was Vandy before
you had
y'all,
COVID
right?
Year, you had a COVID year off.
COVID year off before you guys
Vandy.
Won. Then Vandy, you got to go back to. Mm-hmm. So last three are SEC. Here's right. The other reason why I want to give Mike Bianco and company a respect burger. Mike was on the hot seat. We knew that.
Unbelievable. Like, should have been gone. Like, he was
going to be gone.
Up to the edge of that
right,
sucker.
If they didn't make it and do well in the College World Series, like we told you, they were the last one in. They end up winning. But here's the other part. Remember when I went back and John was reading me the quote from the Tennessee coach
about
the Memphis baseball hire and everything else? And he called us West Tennessee. And I said, know what? I'm going to root against them in this College World Series. Didn't they go into that as the one seed? Mm. End up getting dispatched by Notre Dame. You know what Mike Bianco does when it comes to Memphis? He plays them.
He does.
He plays against the Tigers. The Memphis Tigers actually schedules them every year. So here's a guy that goes about his business in terms of being a power in the SEC, now a national title winner, and a guy who, sees a program in Memphis. He actually plays them and refers to them as their proper name. I give a guy who gives Memphis all that kind of respect his proper respect, Burger. Respect to you, Ole Miss and Mike Bianco. Moving on, I gave him a respect burger last October. I wonder if you guys remember why. His name is James Wade. Do you remember?
He's the WNBA coach.
You son of a gun! You just saw the news, didn't you?
No, I don't know what he did.
Well, it's another honor for him. James Wade, did lead the Chicago Sky. Memphis native James Wade, who went to Northside High School, did lead the Chicago Sky last year to a WNBA title. Well, now he's one of two head coaches named to the All-Star coaches at the 2022 AT&T WNBA All-Star Game. How about that? Memphian, going to be the all-star coach in this thing. He's got the second-best record in the league, it appears. Becky Hammon, the Las Vegas Aces coach, is the other coach. She's got the best record. Wade joins the All-Star Game coaching staff for the first time in his career. The Chicago Sky this year, 12-5. That's a winning percentage of .706. They've been doing fantastic again this season in their hopes of repeating. He was the 2019 WNBA Coach of the Year, and like I told you, won a title last year. This is a Memphian, baby, all the way through and through. Went to Middle Tennessee, 94-95, after coming out of Northside, then to Chattanooga State, then to Kennesaw State before he played a 12-year career in Europe, went on to become a coach. Anytime James Wade excels, I want to make sure folks know that he is from Memphis, and he'll be the head coach in the WNBA All-Star Game.
Respect.
That game's going to be televised nationally, by the way, as well. All right, finally, I got to go a long way on this one. I was watching the BET Awards last night, and Sean P. Diddy Combs got the Lifetime Achievement Award from BET. An award, John, it's funny, that just 3 years ago, I think Mary J. pointed, she was receiving. And do you know Mary J. Blige, 3 years later, got like, she's still getting awarded good morning, gorgeous. Have you heard that song, John?
No.
It's very well done, John. It's receiving critical acclaim. She's still, my point, on top of the game after getting a Lifetime Achievement Award, Mary J. Blige. She hadn't stopped. And yet this respect burger isn't for her. She was part of the tribute to Puffy, Uptown Records, all of that. So was Lil Kim, and that got a little weird. But you got to give Puff Daddy all of the respect, going from, at one point, dude, dancer. Did you realize that's how his career started?
Dancing? I did not.
He was a dancer.
No, I
like
no
a
idea.
Background dancer. Bothering Heavy D to be part of his background dancer, went on to become mogul in terms of what he's worth, in terms of what his his clothing business has made him worth. Sean John, you familiar with that? I know you got the hoodies. Do you ever have any Sean John after you got that Dickies, after you got out of your Dickies phase? Did you get any Sean John?
No, it was very popular. I mean, it was, you know, that was the Macy's brand, right? The Sean John.
Very much so.
But it was,
so you knew about it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But you felt like you couldn't pull it off.
I don't know that it was made for me. You know what I mean?
But that's not FUBU. That's for us, by us. You could have bought a Sean John hoodie.
It's kind of the same, isn't it? It comes from the same family.
No.
Okay, well, you know.
Just because it's made by a black designer doesn't mean you can't wear it.
I just feel like it was not designed with me in mind at the time, bro.
During Combs' speech last night in accepting award, there were a few things I need to make you aware of.
Mom was a big part, yeah.
He paid homage to Andre Harrell, who helped launch his career, former record exec. Kim Porter, his longtime girlfriend and mother of his three children, who died way too young. She was a part of it as well. Then obviously Notorious Big, going back to a song he did on him, did the tribute in terms of that. Here's the other thing. He donated $1 million both to Howard and then to Dion at Jackson State after the speech was over. He's just handing out millions of dollars. And here's the other thing. One more thing.
Mm-hmm.
Babyface was part of the group that gave him the award. You know who the other presenter was? Ye, Kanye.
Mm.
Oh, with the face. He had like a mask on his face. You couldn't see his face.
Man looked like Frank Matriciano.
Oh, the light change.
Remember him?
Remember the
pictures where he covered his face?
Yep.
Except Kanye had on like ski goggles. He had on, so you couldn't see his eyes at all. And he had on ski gloves. He must have had on some Kanye boots. Them things look like the Bluto boots, but they're very expensive. I can't tell him that, or anybody, that they're not fresh, because they're worth my whole wardrobe, car, and everything else. But here's the point. He stood there breathing hard. You couldn't see him in this outfit. You can't see his body or his face or anything.
Hell.
Talking about everything, the inspiration that Puff had been to him. It was a Kanye appearance, but we could not see him.
Yeah, he said some really interesting things, and I almost wondered if this was like disrespect dog category. Although I remember I went to a Kanye West concert when he was doing the Yeezus tour, and this is what he did. Like, he would dress like this, right? This is even pre-Kim.
Cover up his whole face, though?
He had masks on. He had a mask on.
Why did he have on ski gloves? He's inside.
You gotta get out of the business of trying to figure out why Kanye West does anything he does. But he was saying he wanted to declare himself legally dead for a year. Like he's
troubled.
Somebody got to check on him. You know, he's not well. He's not well right now, right? So I don't know if you intended, like, I don't know.
The respect bird is not as much for, there was confusion when it comes to him. The respect bird was for Puff.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, even though Puff had a hand in, you know, some of the strife that was going on in the early 90s there, West and East Coast, right?
Why you always want to?
Did anybody bring that up?
What you talking about? Had a hand in what?
Killings.
They were selling records, and the beef went too far.
Yeah.
But you gonna put that all at the feet of Puff?
Well, there are some who believe Puff had more to do with it than others. That's all I'm saying. There's a whole ass line like an Eminem diss where he says something about how he's. I'm not gonna say it, Puff.
Lifetime Achievement Award last night, and you want to bring up that he's the reason for the East Coast West Coast beef. No, he just,
that's
like many
I'm not
others,
presenting it,
was
bro.
Part of instigating it and everything else. He was trying to sell records just like Pac and Big were at that point. That said, yes, Puff at this point, with everything he's done, with where he's come from, with those he has inspired, including Kanye West, absolutely deserving of a Lifetime Achievement Award. We're going to get John some Sean John from Macy's and see if he'll wear it. I'm going to get that for him for his birthday. You know, it's coming up in July here.
That's right. And I'm going to hand a disrespect dog out. And I know this is going
to
be...
Well, you just tried to give one.
Yeah, you kind of went there.
This is a real one, though. We're going to give it out to Russia for the way that they are handling our...
Facts. Brittany Griner.
Our homegirl, Brittany Griner, here. She does have a trial date set.
It's a weed trial, right?
For, yeah, alleged cannabis possession. It's supposed to start July the 1st. I saw something like almost none of the people that go on trial are acquitted in these types of situations, right? Like, this is political leveraging. They the Russians want something. They want a prisoner
back in exchange, basically. And they're using Brittany Griner as, and who knows what, like her face, like you see these pictures, you know?
Yeah, she looks scared now. I mean, initially, you know, at least from these pictures you saw.
I don't think there's any way she could have ever predicted that she would be in
Russian for as long as she has been.
I mean, it's what, been 4 months? It was basically when the invasion of Ukraine started, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what all, because she was leaving. She was leaving. And I'm sure, you know, part of that was
the WNBA
season. But yeah, like she has been there. Yeah, fewer than 1% of defendants in Russian criminal cases are acquitted. And unlike in the United States, acquittals can be overturned. So she's going to get convicted almost certainly. And then it just becomes a matter of who do the Russians want in exchange for Brittany Griner. It is amazing. If this was like Patrick Mahomes, you know, instead of Brittany Griner or LeBron or pick an athlete, right? How different the coverage would be.
They don't have to go to Russia, though, to make money.
They do not. It's true. But
full disclosure, I think you got to be careful going overseas, period. I'm not just talking about Russia. I think it's a very difficult proposition to work overseas with visa or no visa.
Yeah, it wouldn't be on my short list, but you know, it's for some people, I mean, it's life changing money. You know,
it is a lot of money, and some people have to do it because they can't get a gig here in the States.
And this was not like they had the 2014 Crimea and you know and Syria and all that, but I mean it was relatively on that front. Like you were not necessarily, you know, not to get into the politics of it, but you were not necessarily worried that, oh, you know, we're on the verge of yet another war until, you know, it happened, basically, three weeks before. And then you're just trying to evacuate and you're trying to get your stuff together. And then, again, when you're talking about you can go over there and make $1 million, you know, people have done it. You know, people have done it. So, yeah, no, I hope
there's a Russian arms trader they want.
I'm sure there's somebody.
Oh, somebody we got stashed here.
The merchant of death.
Why don't we give him up?
He's serving a 25-year sentence on conviction of conspiracy to kill U.S. citizens.
Oh, that's not good.
And providing aid to a terrorist organization.
So that ain't apples to apples if you
it's
give
not
up
a fair
Brittany,
trade.
Brittany, who had
not
a literally
fair
a
trade.
Fake cartridge
that's ridiculous.
Of cannabis oil.
That's so silly.
This is like the Grizzlies trading D'Anthony Melton for 23rd, bro. It's just like it's not
silly.
Fair and equal.
And that's Russian news media that's brought up that speculation that's what Russia wants is that arms trader. Victor Bout is his name.
Mm-hmm.
The merchant back from the U.S., basically.
You're going to have to throw in more than Brittany Griner if we're giving you the merchant of death.
Yeah.
All right.
I'd say.
I mean, you're going to have
to. Well, they'll keep her forever, if that's what if their hope is to
well,
get
Jason,
him back.
Well, Jason, I mean, we got to get
one
some concessions
one.
Here, man.
No, that's my point, is the U.S. is not going to give him back for Brittany Griner. You
no.
just feel like,
oof.
In terms of from what they've already sentenced him to, 25 years, that they're not a match in terms of the crimes committed here.
No.
Can't do that.
They're not.
I don't know if visiting Russia was on your itinerary.
I've never had it on mine.
But
to Brad's point, like, you know, I'm just thinking about me. I wouldn't, because I'm in Russia and I'm already probably half scared as it is. I know I got to be here to earn. I'm not going to cut any corners or take any chances or any risks.
No, zero.
Just in a sense. Now, I know we're past that point. She did that months ago.
Right.
But still, I'm not taking any chance. I'm not going to have anything extra.
But don't you think they would have found a way to detain her, though, if that's really what they wanted to do?
No. No. They had to have something to detain her on. There's plenty of athletes that go over there and play that came back. You know what I'm saying? They got out of there, and she didn't.
Yeah,
they
crazy.
Got her.
It's insane that she would even try to.
That's not saying,
you know,
man, this is all on her because they've clearly gone out of their ways.
Yeah, I'm not going to side with the Russians,
no.
But yes, I mean, there.
But
they're,
when I'm traveling
there
internationally,
are calculations that you have to make, right? Like, do I really even? I don't want to have anything in my bag. But I also think the Russians would plan something. Like, if they really wanted to use her as political,
oh, I'm planting on something. I could see that.
You know,
sure.
They would have found a way if they truly wanted to detain her. They would have found a way. They didn't, you know, they use
but
it
But they
as
gonna
an
detain
excuse.
Her because she's some American super, you know, they decide, you know what, this one's worth planting something on her.
Well,
she's the one we can use to get Victor Bout out.
She's a minority. She's an athlete. She is part of the LGBTQ community. Like, that stuff, they, you know, that's an easy target for them.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it is. Like, that's,
which is another reason why you got to be careful
and
not do it. I'm just
saying, if you're hoping to move America to action, do those things that you just checked off, does that help your case, frankly?
Well, that helps you, yes.
Some would argue she's been ignored because of those things.
Well,
because LGBTQ.
That's exactly right.
That she's been ignored. Nobody staffed the American embassy the other a couple of weeks ago to answer a call on a Saturday.
Right.
Like, they don't give a hot damn America doesn't that she's over there. That's my point. Some have used that as the reason that she's used that as a case to make that she's still over there, that we haven't paid the attention to it that we need to because of those things. So, and anyway, the whole point is that it's gone on far too long. And again, if Russia is using it as a trade ship for Victor Bout, it's going to continue to go on, because I doubt America's given that up that dude for Brittany Griner on a cannabis oil charge.
Yeah, that's a scary situation over there.
Sucks. She's being used as a pawn here.
Yeah, but she ain't the first. She won't be the last. You know, that's the risk. That is the risk. Like, my father-in-law is like, hey, come visit Serbia. And I know Serbia is not Russia, but I'm like, dude, I don't want to even come close to that stuff. Like Eastern
Europe.
No. Like, bro, like, give me a few years on that, bro. Like, it's just not a good time.
I wouldn't visit there.
It's not a good time right now, man. Even though I hear great things about Serbia. Like, I hear it's, like, a beautiful place. And
But back to my point on that, like, you wouldn't even think about trying to sneak something
hell
over there, right?
Nah, bro.
Based on where everything is there with those laws and how out of the United States' hands you would be.
Yeah, I won't even try. I won't even try to bring vanilla back from Mexico, dog. Like, I won't. Like, I
well, I would. I'm of the minority that I have a challenge traveling to Mexico, even. And maybe that's just me, but like, I've seen people get robbed over there and have problems. I've seen travel issues there too.
Yeah, you're gonna be a target anywhere you go as an American tourist, right?
Yeah, like, I mean, it's
my experiences in Mexico though have always been great, and this is the first time we actually left the resort and did things, and it was really cool actually to see. Now that was Cancun, that was not Juarez. I mean, like, you know what I'm saying?
You're
like,
not out there.
We're not going to Juarez.
Yeah, you're in a tourist town.
Yeah. So I would not recommend you go to just like pick your random, you know, Mexican city. I mean, that's definitely more, you're going to incur more risk.
They told us in El Paso, when you go there to cover the CUSA tournament, not to go down into Juarez and have your after hours, have your jewelry on, all that. Said you're asking for trouble if you went.
Yes.
Cross over the border, look, you know, going down.
Well, I wouldn't have done
there was
that
literally
anyway.
Warnings
yeah.
about that up in El Paso.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I wouldn't have.
So that's a big
that.
Difference between that and Cancun.
Yeah, no question. There's no doubt about it. But you should try Cancun.
I mean, like, we left the resort.
Well, I'm just saying that we did.
Actually,
it was like the first.
We stepped a toe out.
I saw, you know, I saw the hustle and bustle. You know what I mean? That was cool.
So you got on a little bus or something?
We took a
shuttle.
You
were pretty safe and insulated, though, it sounds like.
Oh, the Cancun's a fun place. Yeah. You know,
so that 5 years ago, you never left the resort?
No, it was all inclusive.
You know, Faith and I were out there on the buses.
Like
with
little
CJ.
You took like the
because
like
remember
like
we weren't at a resort, and then we tried, we come over. John Martin's having a wedding. They say no. Must be rich, not right color.
Stop, bro. That's a personal foul.
We were out there actually with the people,
bro.
Believe it or not, me and Faith, that's where we were.
And you know,
goodness.
And John's like, I stepped a foot out there this time,
like free range chickens.
Yeah.
And you know, Sam's dad darker than you anyway, man.
Is he?
Yes. That man get out there in the sun, and he is, I'm like, good God, man. Like, you dark as hell. Anyway.
I believe he could protect you in Serbia, bro.
Oh, yeah, in Serbia, but I got to get over there. I got to come back. All right, we will come back. Jason Fitz is going to join us on the other side. We'll talk to him about Kyrie Irving, about the NFL, and more. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Get real, J.
Jason Fitz, the host of Spain and Fitz. He's got a busy week coming up because on Monday, July the 4th, he is going to be, of course, hosting the hot dog eating contest on ESPN, which to me, it's like being it's like Bob Costas in the Olympics. Like, I put it up there with that. There's no greater honor. He joins us now. Fitz, what up, man?
Man, I'm just living that dream. You know, every time I get to come back, it's exciting. Usually I've done it the last couple of years with Gojo, and obviously he's not at ESPN, so I wasn't sure what the future was going to hold for anything. And, they're having me back as a sideline reporter. John Anderson going to do the play-by-play duties, so be the first time that I've worked with him. But I'm excited to sit down with a bunch of eaters and look at the defeat in their eyes when they all know they don't stand a chance of beating Joey Chestnut.
Look, I'm going to ask you a big picture question here, and I'm like half serious, so, you know, I want you to know that on the front end. But do you think that, like, the term Glizzy, and because you even tweeted it, right, Glizzy Gladiators Unite, do you think that that has added to popularity of the hot dog eating contest in recent years?
Yes, and I still feel awkward as heck saying it. Like, there are certain people that Glizzy doesn't work from, like, Mike said it, and it was like the best thing ever when Mike started using it in the broadcast. I said it to people, and everybody in the room just sort of like, hey, you know, there's just a point there. So I'm going to try and keep Glizzy Gladiator working as a tradition and a little tip of the hat to my boy. But, you know, I don't know. Like, it doesn't feel great coming out of my mouth. I'm not going to lie about that. Glizzy is not a term that, you know, really comes right out easy for me.
You know, when I watch you guys doing that, I'm not confused. And one thing I was last week when I was watching the draft at times, you tweeted about this too, the NBA draft, was confused, right? Where is this guy going? Why are we announcing the old team if he's already been traded? What can the NBA and ESPN, Fitzy, what can we do to sort of straighten out some of the confusion?
Yeah, I think the NBA needs to rebuild the whole process. And tip of the cap to Nagandi, Malika, and I mean all the hosts, because I can speak to the NFL draft on the digital side, and the hardest part when a trade goes down is you've got 10 people in your ears at once that are all trying to yell, here's what happened, here's what the trade parameters are. We were really lucky on our draft broadcast for the NFL that Field Yates is so tied in that we just got a system. Like, Field immediately looked down. He'd get the details of the trade. When he had them, we would defer to him, and until then we would just talk about the player, you know, and that was our system. That's a much less complicated trade scenario than what we have in the NBA. When you start talking about the commissioner of the NBA stepping up to the podium and saying the wrong teams, like, I mean, when you're saying that the Knicks have acquired, and we all know that the Knicks have already moved on from,
right?
Like, that's a bad look for everybody. I think the NBA needs to step back and realize that their process is absolutely broken. And it's a terrible look too. Like, when you got a kid on the couch with Monica McNutt wearing a hat for a team that he doesn't know, like, he doesn't know he's wearing an OKC hat and he's never going to play a second there. And we do. It's all such a fail. And then you think about, like, the moment in the NFL where, like, I as a fan will always get to watch Max Crosby with the Raiders logo underneath it, right? Like, and for early draft picks that walk up on the podium, you see that excitement. You want to go buy that jersey right then. Like, not even getting that moment for a team, it's a broken process. I think the NBA needs to look at the entire draft and figure out how they can stop the trades in a way that's realistic, where you can actually have a draft instead of simply using draft night equity for players. Also, the fact that the NBA uses so much draft equity to take care of salary cap problems, like, I understand why they do that as a league because of guaranteed contracts, but it makes this draft impossible. I would have rather have seen all of the draft picks made in advance and then done a big, huge broadcast for them where they each came out with the team they actually ended up with and see the trash we saw.
You
know, there's nothing that the NBA can do about this specifically because these are, you know, these are independent people that don't work for the NBA. But I thought another thing that really, and you and I were texting about this, detracted and took away from the broadcast was, I thought it was just a bad night for pretty much every major NBA insider. You know, whether it was speculation about what the order was going to be in the morning hours of the draft, whether it was, you know, I saw one reporter tweet that Jabari Smith was going to be the number two pick before, of course, that was Chet Holmgren. You know, the Durant trade, I saw 15 different destinations, including one team that wasn't even involved. It's more of a big picture conversation rather than like an act. But, I mean, didn't you think that was a bad night for that sort of urgency
to be first rather than make sure you're right.
Yeah, and that's the couple of problems there. And look, I don't envy Woj's situation at all. I saw Woj the next day. I was in New York at Seaport for radio, and I saw Woj the next morning, and guy looks like he hasn't slept in 3 days. And I think Woj does a really solid job for us. I can't imagine knowing that at the end of the draft that people in NBA culture are going to be tweeting out a counter on Shams and Woj to figure out who got more pitch right. Like, that just forces you to live in a different world, right? But then the other side of it is, and we've talked about the fact that I think the NBA is such a digital consumption league, and so it provides opportunity. The problem is it also gives a lot of voice to people that really don't deserve a lot of voice. And, you know, there are so many, air quotes, insiders out there that will give you 100 wrong reports to get one right. And then on draft night, that was all magnified because everybody's consuming that way. So when you're going to live digitally as a league, the problem is, at least in the NFL, we know the three or four insiders you can really trust for information. In the NBA, it's almost a mirror of society in some ways. There's so much mistrust to mainstream media that everybody wants their information from a cool insider that they think knows a player, and all of a sudden you end up with agents using people for wrong information all over the place, and it's a terrible look.
You think by this time, Fitzy, still speaking NBA, on Kyrie, we'll have some sort of conclusion to this, whether he's opted in or he and the Nets have agreed to the deal? You think by the time we talk to you next Monday, you think we're there, that Kyrie's a Net, or something else happened?
Yeah, I think so, but I also think, like, this is one of the more wild situations we've ever seen between a team and a player, because when you talk about sign and trade, understanding that a signing trade requires a three-year contract, right? Like, so you can't just sign and trade somebody for a one-year deal. It has to be at least a three-year deal. So what Kyrie is essentially telling the Nets to do is sign him. He wants to opt in. He wants to get all his money. He wants to do a three-year deal. And then he wants to force the team to send him to one of only a handful of teams in the NBA. When realistically, like, he doesn't have the power to do that. Like, his choice is opt in or don't opt in. And if he doesn't opt in and he wants to sign with any of those teams he mentioned, he's going to lose like $30 million. So if I'm the Nets, it doesn't make me any better if I don't have Kyrie. But I don't know that my situation as the Nets is as dire as Kyrie's situation is as an individual. This all really is about wanting to keep KD happy. And my God, I would have to think that if anybody understands business in the NBA, it's KD. He's made every decision he wants to make based on his own personal business needs. So he should understand both sides of this better than anybody. This is wild. And at some point, this is another problem the NBA is going to have to get under control, because what's the point if you're a fan of getting excited about anything if player agency's gotten to the point where players can just decide when they want to play, where they want to play, how they want
to
do it?
We're talking to Jason Fitz, host of Spain and Fitz, here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Moving on to NFL. Sounds like the NFL, based on several reports, is pushing for a one-year suspension at minimum for Deshaun Watson. Do you think that's where this settles up? I mean, I look, it's hard to, you know, from a moral perspective, I would ask you, is that enough? Does that sound right to you? But I will ask you, does that sound right to you based on the information that's available to us about this case and these cases?
I mean, I think an indefinite suspension that's at least a year, if that had just gone out as the news report today, I'd nod my head and be like, all right, that's a statement. It says, hey, you're not going to play this year, and we're going to make sure there's no more information because of the indefinite part. Like, I think I don't know that you could ever do enough in this situation, but I understand the logic behind that one. Like, I don't feel icky to say it professionally about that level of punishment. But I also think that all this is leaking out now because the NFL wants to make sure that the world knows that they intend to come down hard. And if that's the intent, then, you know, I just have to wonder if they're sort of pre-setting the negotiations, you know, I can't imagine from Deshaun's standpoint. I mean, some reports have been that his camp thinks he doesn't deserve a suspension at all. So, you know, where the NFL is going to lie on this, I don't think we're going to get a fast answer, but I do think the Browns need to look in the mirror and ask some serious questions. And then, you know, and through all of this, that's going to continue to be – the Browns said they couldn't talk to anybody, and this is, you know, not true, but this is what they said. They couldn't talk to any of the alleged victims because of the legal proceedings. Well, now that there's been settlement, like, do the Browns even care? It's a fair question. And I said it on radio last week, I feel for Browns fans because I understand, as a lifelong diehard Raiders fan, I understand how difficult it is to look at a situation. Like, if he was the quarterback of the Raiders, I'd be devastated. I don't know what I'd be able to do, because it's not like you can just turn off the part of you that roots for the team you root for your whole life. Like, I understand why this stinks, but you're just going to have to negotiate the fact at some point that your quarterback is at very least creepy and at very worst criminal, and in some point in the middle of that, he's predatory. And if you're predatory, that usually doesn't just stop. So, you know, I think this is an awful situation for fans. I hope the NFL comes down with the thunder they got, if they're allowed to, but they may not even be allowed to, which is a crazy part of all of this.
Fitzy, we know, I mean, with the guaranteed money that they gave him in the face of all this, what they think they are with him, and that's mm-hmm. clearly a contender that can bring a Super Bowl there. Are they that, Fitz? Whether it's after a year suspension or whatever else, is he talented enough that you put him on that roster with about what we know of it right now, and they're automatically, even in that AFC, they're a contender for a Super Bowl?
I think so. Yeah, I think he's a top five quarterback in the NFL. There's mm-hmm. no, like, if you take this portion of Deshaun out of the conversation, which is an impossible if,
right.
There isn't an amount of money that I'd be uncomfortable giving Deshaun, just the quarterback, because the player himself, I think he can be every bit as good as Patrick Mahomes. And, you know, his ability is incredible. And you look at the talent that roster has, I think they're in a really nice situation. But nothing's a given also. Like,
right.
The other part of this is he hasn't played for a year. If he has another year suspension, he'll be 2 years removed from the game, and suddenly he'll be in a division where, no matter what, I mean, I don't want to discredit what the Bengals did, and he's in a conference where, if I had to rank the Browns right now, are they a Super Bowl contender? Yes. Are they better than Kansas City? No. Are they better than Cincinnati? I don't think so. Are they better than Baltimore? Okay. Baltimore is healthy? I don't think so. You know, would I put them above the Raiders? Not easily. I think they're about on par with that. So they're a Super Bowl contender, but they're not, you know, surefire the best team in the AFC.
Yeah, look, it's an interesting, not that we intended for this to be the, you know, the Cleveland Browns segment, but, you know, I can understand why Baker is, you know, feeling a certain type of way about everything, but I saw Mike Tannenbaum say it, you know, earlier today on ESPN.com. I mean, doesn't he have something that he needs to show the rest of the league? And isn't this a perfect opportunity for him to do that, especially needing and wanting more money?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, you know, there's a lot of gain for him in coming out and spike winning, right? You know, and the other thing that, you know, I've talked to a couple of people at ESPN, and I don't think this is a hot take. Nobody in the league wants to help the Browns out, right? Part of this trade conversation with Baker is that you've got to have a team that wants to go out and get a quarterback that's actually that's a pretty decent value at $18 million for Baker. It's not a bad deal. In a vacuum, I think a lot of people would be interested in Baker. But you also have an organization that just handed the largest fully guaranteed contract we've ever seen to a quarterback that changed the entire negotiation market. So right now you've got 31 other owners that say, all right, there is this little bit of, like, you made your bed, we're going to make you lie in it, and putting that much money behind one position is going to be incredibly difficult for the Browns. So it's interesting because Baker could be helped the most, I think, by playing in a system he knows and having some success for a few games, and then, you know, maybe they trade him out at that point. But the other side of it is, like, if I'm Baker and I play really well and then Deshaun comes in and doesn't, all I've done is increased my value, right? And the rest of the league next year, I think, might be more willing than Baker than they were this year, simply because this year he's – like collateral damage to a league that's very angry with an organization about the money they spent.
Fitch, you're the best, dude. Appreciate the time, as always.
Have a great week, boys. Enjoy those quizzes.
Yes, sir. He is Jason Fitz. Are you a big hot dog guy?
My son is.
Okay.
So I'm ordering them quite a bit.
So he's a glizzy gladiator.
Freddy's, yeah. I'm just very careful with that term.
Sure.
A little naive to it. Don't want to get into those waters too deep.
Well, look into it, man. Look into it.
Well, I have.
Yeah, I mean, I'm more of a you know, on the 4th of July, you know, I'm more of a burger guy, you know. I keep it simple, but I, you know, look, I have a hot dog.
You put some glizzies on the grill, don't
we? We certainly do. Uh-huh. Yeah, because we do have some glizzy fans, you know, in the house. So, I mean, we certainly have to cater to all of them, but you know, for me, I'd rather just give me the plain old American cheeseburger, man, you know. I keep it pretty simple.
Yeah.
All right, we'll come back, wrap it up. Jason and John, 90 Turn FM, ESPN.
Memphis and the Mid-South's flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies.
The Memphis Grizzlies select Jake LaRavia from Wake Forest University. David Roddy from Colorado State University.
Kennedy Chandler from the University of Tennessee.
The Grind lives on 92.9 FM ESPN. This is Memphis' sports station with a legacy of sports in the Mid-South. The flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers Talk. 92.9 FM ESPN and Odyssey Station.
Now, you were just playing me a clip from, I'm assuming, Brian Windhorst. That sounded like Brian Windhorst, where he was talking about how the Nets are basically prepared to lose both Kyrie and Kevin Durant.
Well, that's his report that our man sent our way, CC'd our way, that most late the latest is that from the Nets' perspective, yes, they're preparing or ready to, if it goes to that, they would rather lose both than be in a situation where they were in last year where you've got one in and one only halfway in. Heck, you know, is he 25% in? That's their point. Is that? But again, this goes back to the Nets drawing their line on this in the sand, saying, listen, we're prepared. Go out and find your sign and trade, whatever you're going to say you're going to do. We'll be here when you get back. That's the point. The Nets have to look like they're willing to go all to the hilt here. Otherwise, and why shouldn't they? They've got all the leverage. There is no market for Kyrie.
None.
They've got, frankly, the one-year deal is the best thing for them. And, frankly, for them, it gives them a look-and-see year before they can decide whether they want to go long-term with him.
Well, I mean, Kyrie could throw a wrench into it and Kyrie Irving traveled around the damn country in an RV, like, during COVID. Like, the guy is out there, right?
So, that was before he lost $17 million last year on his decision not to play.
So he already lost $17 million. What's his career earnings? I'd be curious. Now, look, it doesn't matter what your career earnings are.
You could live, but you're in the prime of your career.
Right, and nobody wants to just give up $30 million.
Right, these are huge earning years that if you keep saying, you know what, I'm willing to do that, then by the end of it, you haven't nearly reached your earnings potential.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's just a stupidity level that comes into it at that point.
It's true. It is. I mean, he's made $162 million over the course of his career, which is not bad.
Well, go get you another 36 on opting in for 1 year.
But he may want to go play LeBron again, bro. Like I know, you know, remember somebody asked him? Somebody asked him when he was in Cleveland, he said, what's it like to play with your father figure?
Remember how LeBron was tapping him on the head,
yes,
and then they tried to be the last to tap?
Yes.
Because that you're his son, and that's, no matter you trying to tap LeBron, he's going to tap you back like son.
But what kind of question is that, though? Like, what's it like to play with a father figure in LeBron? Like,
right, for him who sees himself as equal to LeBron. It was a slap in the face.
Like, you're not playing with a father figure unless you're like,
he kind of is.
You know, maybe Marcus Smart and Al Horford. You know, I don't know. Like, Al Horford is father figure territory at this age. But beyond that, it's not like LeBron and Kyrie are even that far apart. I think Kyrie's like 32 and LeBron's 37.
Is Kyrie that old now?
I think so, man.
Man.
He's 30. My bad. He's 30.
I was going to say, but still, to that point, these are prime earning years for you, and to just keep throwing seasons away just off some,
do you think,
some junk.
Well, if you're LeBron, right, like, you definitely want Kyrie because it's your only path to actually believe you can win a title.
But the best way to do that is for him to be on the mid-level making 6-7 because everything's out there that's being paid. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Now, of course, LeBron wants that. Kyrie, you don't play for 6. What happens if you get hurt? What happens to your future then?
That's it.
And your earning potential then if you get hurt?
It's very risky. I would not recommend it. By any means. And
yeah,
I don't know if he has an agent, but that agent is like going crazy right now. Like, dude, we're not turning down $36 million.
Tell Mike, talk some sense into him.
I don't think Mike can get through to him at this point, but who knows? It's going to do it for us today. Thanks to Jason Fitz for joining us on the show. Giannotto and Jeffrey are up next. I'll be talking about the Amani Bates situation as well. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis celebrates a legacy of sports in the Mid-South as flagship home of the Grizzlies and Tigers Talk on the Odyssey app. Powered by DuckDuckGo. 92.9 FM ESPN.
He is.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.